Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Nun. We are up to Sif Beis. We are on the second line of page Reish Dalad, which is the page following 406. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Lo yamod odom b'rishus harabim v'yashtin o yorok b'rishus hayochid o b'karmelis o ipcha. A person should not stand in the rishus harabim and relieve himself of mei raglayim, or spit out his saliva into a Rosh Hashayachar or a Karmelis, or vice versa. A person cannot go mei raglayim or spit from one Rosh Hashayachar to another Rosh Hashayachar, afilu im hotzi piv va'amosa lachutz, even if he takes his mouth or his ama outside of the Rosh Hashayachar he's in, so it's in the same Rosh Hashayachar where the mei raglayim or the rok is going, still going to be aser. Says the Mishabura is a cotton test, v'yashno yarok, Dimasha motzi hashesen oharok migufo, that which the meiraglayim or the saliva is coming out of his body, zemikri akira, that's called an akira. The inhishtin orok chayev chatos, if he does this, he is chayev chatos, it is an issa daraisa. Dimachshavtu shu tzorach lazem mashvi lemakom, because the thought that he has that he needs to do it, that is machshiv the makom, that creates a makom, v'havi ki'ilu okar mimakom shu arbo tfachim, and that makes it like it came out of an area and it was an akira from a makom that's dal tfachim that is required for the chayev chatos. Sivkoton yud, obikarmelis. So not only is it going to be usher to do these two things from Rishus Hayacha to Rishus Rabim or vice versa, but the same thing by Karmelis. The Keva Nim Rishus L'Rishus Hu Isu D'Araisa, since these things are usher from one Rishus to another, D'Araisa, so Memela B'Karmelis Nami usher Al Kopanim D'Rabanim. So Memela to go Meiraglayim to spit from either Rishus Rabim or Rishus Hayacha to a Karmelis or vice versa would be Nisu D'Rabanim. V'Hu Adin Im Hishin Orok B'Rishus Rabim or B'Karmelis B'Richa Gar B'Amos. Not only would these things be usher from one rishus to another rishus, but even if a person goes mei raglayim or he spits within a rishus harabim four amos, that also will be chayiv. Sivkotun yir alav piv amos alachutz. We said even if a person puts his mouth or his ama outside the rishus he's in, so the mei raglayim or the rok is going into the same rishus where really it's coming from, it's still going to be a problem. De lo azlinan basar mikom yitzias hashesen. We don't go after the place where the mei raglayim leaves the body. Elo basar mokom shahashesen nekar mimenu. But rather we go after the place where the mei raglayim gets uprooted from, v'hu haguf, and that's from the main part of the body, ha'omid b'rishus acher, which is standing in the other rishus, u'bipiv nami, and by his mouth also, shadinan le basar haguf. We go after not where his mouth is, but where after the ikker part of his body is, sha'omid b'rishus acher, which is standing in a different rishus. Memeila v'havik ilu hotzi m'rishus l'rishus. And therefore, although his mouth is in the same rishus of where the saliva is going, since his guf is in the other rishus, that's considered hotzah m'rishus l'rishus. V'hinei m'lushon ha'shulchan aruch mashma d'b'karmelis nami osra afilu k'sha'otzi piv v'amosu l'chutz. From the language of the Mechaber, he doesn't make any chilukim, whether it's a Rishus Hayachar, Rishus Rabim, or a Karmelis, in terms of the last Nakuda, that even if the Piv or Amasa is Lachutz, it's the same problem. So it's Mashma that even in a Karmelis, that would be a problem. So says the Mishabura, from the language of the Shulchan Aruch, it's Mashma that the Karmelis, Nami, Asra, Afilu, Kashotzi, Piv, Amasa, Lachutz, Omnam, Bebir, Agra, Kosav. However, the Bir Agra writes, the Kevan de Zehadin da Srinam Rishuslu Rishus Burishus Araisu Rak Mitam Sveka, the Asika Gemara Beteku. This whole thing we're discussing over here, we're coming out of the Chumra, but the Gemara really has a Shiloh about it. If a person puts his mouth into the other Rishus and then he spits, and the mouth and the saliva are in the same Rishus, if it's going to be us or not. So the Gemara comes out with a teiku and we go to Chumra, but says the Gra, that's dafka going to be in an area where the carrying is daraisa, from Rosh Hashayachah to Rosh Hashayachah. But zok the Gra, yeshlonu lahakel bezeva karmelis. But we should be lenient about this nekuda when it comes to karmelis, to who sveika the Rabbanon, because Lamaisa is a suffik the Rabbanon. Ukein shepasak al shulchan aruch bekein zeh lael besimin shin gimel sifchav gimel ayin shem, like similar to what the Mechaber paskins earlier in Simin Shin Gimel. So the Mishabura is saying the mashmos of the Mechaber is that the whole chumrah of even the mouth or the amma being in the reshus where the item is going is going to be aser. It's not so posh as it's going to be by karmelis. Of the mishabura, the mechaber's mashma, karmelis will have the same stringencies as Rosh Hashanah the Rosh Rabbim. But the gross mashma, since this whole din that we're being machmir about is really a teiku in the Gemara, so at least let's only be machmir when it's nogea to a daraisa, but when there's a karmelis involved, Zok the Gra, you would not have to be machmir. If you look in the bir alocha de v'maskel b'rishus hayochid, so he writes an important thing. V'hu adinim omar b'rishus hayochid, umashtin umisgalgulin v'yordun l'rishsarabim. We're discussing the mechaber, a person who's going meiraglayim, and it's shooting out from one rishus to another rishus, but what if he goes meiraglayim on the ground and it rolls, it drips down into the other rishus? So Zok debir alocha, the same thing is true. If the person is standing at rishus hayochid, and he relieves himself of miraglayim, umisgaglin the yordan rosh rabbim, and it rolls and it drips down into rosh rabbim. V'chein, and so too kishemashim rosh rabbim, if he relieves himself in the rosh rabbim, umisgaglin the yordan rosh yachid, and it goes and rolls down to rosh yachid, gam kein aser, that also will be aser. Umnam, im misgaglin le karmelis mutter. However, in this case where it's just rolling on the ground from Rishus A to Rishus B, if it involves the karmelis, then it will be mutter, shalo gozru kocho be karmelis. Because we're not machmir on kocho, it's not actually coming out of your guf that way, but it's actually your koch, it goes out of your guf and then it rolls down. So then we're not machmir when it comes to karmelis. However, if you look at note number 7, he does point out from the Ramah, in Shindun Zayin Sif Gimel, and the Mishabru over there, it's very clear, shebe karmelis shebeso chair gozru gamal kocho, that in terms of a karmelis in a city, it will be the same as the Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Rabbim, and they are machmir even on kocho. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Gimel, Ruko shenislash mi piv, saliva that has been dislocated from his mouth, it's separated out from his mouth, it's in his mouth, but it's already separated from the other saliva that is there, umuchan lazarko, and it's ready to go, to be thrown out, he's ready to spit. Yeish mi sheomer shelo yelech arba amos b'rishus harab mach yarok. So once he has the saliva already in his mouth, ready to be spit out, that's carrying. And you can't walk 4 amos in rishus harabim until he spits it out. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yabez, umuchan lezarko. Ayin beli rabbi shekosot, the rabbi writes, didavka kashekfar nishapech haroch bepiv omid lotzeis. We're talking about that when a person gets ready to spit and he joins his saliva together, he flips it over, it's already separated from the other saliva that he has in his mouth, it's ready to go. That's what we're discussing. So, Sivkotan Yugimel Yeshmi Shomer, that it's also worked out Amos. Afa Gavda Machaber, Kos of Yeshmi Shomer, Igal Machaber wrote it in a language of Yeshmi Shomer. Ein lozes mizeh, zoktem eshebrua, do not leave from this stringency, shekein das kama rishonim. This is the opinion of various rishonim, that once you have the saliva in your mouth, ready to go, that would be carrying to go for amos and rishon rabbim without spitting it out. So cutting your doubt. Shelo yelech arba amos. Hu adin shelo yelech oz mirshus l'rishus at shiyarok. The same way you can't walk 4 amos while you're carrying, you also can't carry from one rishus to another. So if you had the saliva in your mouth ready to go, you would not be allowed to walk with that saliva in your mouth from the rishus l'yacha to rishus rabim, or vice versa. V'atam b'chol zeh. The reason for all this is, kevon de l'mishdiyei koi. Since it's ready to be thrown out, Masui, who is considered a load, is considered carrying, and it will be forbidden. That concludes Simen Shin Nun, and now let's begin Simen Shin Nun Aleph. Din HaMoshet Yodol Atzinur, the halacha of one who sticks his hand out towards a pipe, Birshus HaRabim Lishtos, in the Rish HaRabim, in order to drink, and we'll address the pictures that we see over here on the side of page Reish Dalad. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Lo yamod adam rishus harabim. A person cannot stand in a public domain, v'yichaber yado l'mazchila, and place his hand like diagram one, put his hand up to the mazchila, shehutzinor oroch, that is a long pipe, like a gutter, munach l'orech hagag, that is lying lengthwise by the roof, like the picture, picture number one. So you have over there a gutter, you can't put your hand there to catch the water if you are standing in a Rishus HaRabim. B'soch shlosha tfachim samach lagag. If this maschila, this gutter, is within 3 tfachim from the roof, as we'll see, we say lavud, it's as if it's attached to the roof, it's part of the bayis, it's like a Rishus HaYachid, so taking the water from there would be carrying from the Rishus HaYachid where it is, bottle to the roof, out to where you're standing, which is Rosh Rabbim. So again, lo yamor adam rishus harabim yechaber yodlo maschila shu tzinor oroch munach l'orach agag. B'sol shoshet tefachim samach l'gag, ulekabel hamayim imena, to receive the water from there. Shekevan shu b'sol shlosha samach l'gag, since the maschila is within 3 tefachim of the roof, choshev kegag, is considered like the roof itself, v'oser, bein imhu l'mala me'asara u'lamata me'asara, we know reshus hayachid is ola ad l'rakia, so if it's bottled to the roof, whether the roof is going to be less than 10 tefachim, more than 10 tefachim, either way, you're taking the water from Rosh Hashanah out to where you are, which is Rosh Rabbim, that is Aser. Avo, Mutter Liklot Min Ha'avir. But like diagram 2, you can catch the water in the air. In picture number 2, you're not putting your hand all the way up by the maschila, you're keeping it down, and the water's flying out and landing in your hand. That will be mutter. Afilu im yado tol shloshil maschila. Even if your hand is within 3 tefachim from the maschila, that's within 3 tefachim of the gag. Next case. Hayisom maschila bolete shloshim in agag. This is diagram 3, where the gutter is more removed from the gag, so there's no lavud. The maschila is sticking out 3 tefachim away from the roof, like picture 3, it's not so clear, you have to look closely, it's further away. V'chein stam tzinur, and so too a regular, standard kind of pipe, shabolet shlosha, which normally sticks out as well, 3 tefachim. So yochol lechaber yodo aleim lechab l'mayim, you're allowed to stick your hand out next to them and receive the water. Ukigon she'ein behem arba al arba'a v'hein lamata me'asara. As long as that gutter or that pipe that you're taking the water from is not on its own 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim and it is under 10 tefachim high. Again, it has no shachas to the roof because there's no lavud, so we want to make sure that it's not a reshus on its own. It has to be less than 4 by 4, less than 10 tefachim high. Aval im yesh ben arba al arba. But if this maschilo or the tzinor has on its own 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, o afilu ein behem arba al arba, or even if it doesn't have 4 by 4, v'hein lamala me'asara, but it's above 10 from the ground, then it's going to be usher, because then, as we'll see, it's either a karmelis or something that where it goes there because of a karmelis. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. The first case, again, is you shouldn't put your hand next to this maschilo that's within 3 tefachim from the gag. V'hu adin piv okeli. It's not only your hand you can't put there, you can't put your mouth there to drink from it, you can't put your vessel there to catch the water. So katan beis lemaschila, v'kol shekein liklot mayim me'agabe akosa de aser. If you can't take the water from the maschila, that's within 3 of the gag, so certainly you can't take water from on top of the wall or on top of the roof, that's certainly going to be aser. Sev katan gimel. This is only if the maschila is within 3 from the gag. Pirish, ha maschila munacha samuch legag tol shlosha tefachim. This gutter is resting close to the roof within 3 tefachim. V'amrin and lovud, and we say lovud v'shem gag al zeh, and the maschila has a shem gag. V'havei kemotzi min hagag rosh sarabim, and it turns out you'll be taking from the gag, which is a rosh sayochid, to where you're standing, which is a rosh sarabim. V'afilu ein ha-maschila rechav arba tefachim. Even if the maschila is not 4 tefachim, it doesn't matter, it's bottled to the gag. So as long as the gag is 4 by 4 tefachim, that will be a rosh sayochid, this is bottled to it, it's considered attached to it, and that would be considered a problem of carrying from one rosh to another. If you look in the Bir Halacha, so I am the Mishabura Dahavi Kemotzi Mirshusayak Rushrabim. Look in the Mishabura that we just saw that this would be carrying from Rishusayakhid, the roof, the gutter that's considered the roof, to where you're standing, Rishrabim. However, I am the Besyose Shahavi Bishema Rambam, the Mikomokom Laisba Ze Rak Isura Velochyuva. This taking the water from the maschila would not be an iser d'araisa, it would only be an iser d'rabbanan. The ha'ein ha'mayim nochusham, since the water is not resting there, din nischalim v'hochin. Since the water is flowing, it wouldn't be considered a regular akira. An akira is from a thing that is resting, that you're picking it up. But over here, you're taking it as it's flowing. That would not be an akira d'araisa. The Rambam writes, that would be only an iser d'rabbanan. Sivkatan dalid. The Machaber told us, it is aser bein imhu l'mala me'asara l'mata me'asara. Aval mutter liklo mina avir. Picture number 2, but you can't take the water from the air when it's coming down. Says the Mishnah Berurah min ha'avir es hamayim hayordim min ha'maschilo min ha'gag. You can take in the air the water that is coming down from the gutter or from the roof. The avir shelamala me'asara mikom peturhu. Since you're standing at Rosh Rabbim, above 10 tefachim, Rosh Rabbim, as we have learned, is a makom tur. So if you're over 10 tefachim with your hand, you're in a makom tur, everything goes. Vim hulamata me'asara, and if your hand is less than 10 tefachim, it's also fine, because then your hand is havi Rosh Rabbim. Your hand is less than 10 tefachim, it's in the Rosh Rabbim. Vi yodo halogam kein Rosh Rabbim hi. So everything, you're getting the water from Rosh Rabbim, your hands are Chumash Sarabim, and therefore there would be absolutely no problem. Sivkatan Hay. So the Mechaber said again, your mutter liklo min ha'avir afilu im yado toshlo shel maschila, and if your hand is in three from the maschila, de lo aminam bezeh lovud. We don't say by one's hand, love it to the pipe. From the pipe to the roof, we say love it, but when it involves a person's hands, we don't say love it. Vigam de lo havi akira mi makom dalad al dalad. Also, if the water is flying down and you're catching it, there is no kind of akira that's happening from a makom dalad al dalad. Sivkatan vav. The last case of the Mechaber, we said the Maschilu is sticking out three tefachim away from the Gag, it's no connection, it's no lovud. It's not considered a Rosh Hashanah on its own, so then we down up the measurements of the Maschilu on its own. Maschilu nikra tzinor hamunach l'orech ha-Gag. The Maschilu is the gutter, like we discussed before, that is resting lengthwise on the roof. V'tzinor nikra, and the tzinor is kishu omeid b'tzad echo min ha-Gag. It's some kind of pipe that's standing on one side of the roof. Ustamo bole lahalon harbe. And the normal pipe that you have there sticks out far. Kedeshalo yiplu amayim and alakosel. Again, it's like a gutter, but it's a tzinor, not a maschila. It takes the water far away from the roof. So again, the ending where the water is coming out is also not within three tefachim of the gag. So either of these two cases, whether it's a maschila that it's bedafka more than three away, or it's a stam tzinor, which is normally more than three away, but the bottom line is the water is coming out of an area that's more than three away from the gag, we judge it by itself. So we said if it's less than 4x4, less than 10 tefachim, it's mutter, because it's a makom tur. Otherwise, it's going to be osir. Zok to mishabur, sekal nazayin, yochol l'chaber yodu, you can put your hand there. Dekevon shebolet shlosha. Since the gutter, or the tzinor, is three tefachim away from the gag, su lo choshev kegag, it's no longer considered like a gag, it's no longer considered like a rishus ayochid. Sivkotun ches, we said as long as ein ben arba al arba'a, de choshev makom ptur. If it doesn't have 4x4, it's under 10, it's a makom ptur, it's mutter. But the Mechaber then said, but if it has 4x4, Sivkatan Tes, if it has 4x4, even less than 10, it's a carmelus. Sivkatan Yud, even if it doesn't have 4x4, but it's going to be Lamala Me'asara, so it's not a Rishay Yochid, it's not even a carmelus, it really should be a Makam Tur, but Zakhtam Mishabura, the Gazrina in that case, Shema Yia Behen Rochav Arba Arba. Since it's above 10, the concern is if it would be 4x4, then have a Rishay Yochid of Aser. That would be a serious Rishay Yochid, and therefore, although if you have 4x4 tefachim, it's a carmelus, so it's usr on its own. If it's just above 10, but it's not 4x4, it's really a makom ptur, it should be mutter. But we're concerned that if it's above 10, it may be 4x4, and that would in fact be a full rishus hayochid, so it goes there as well. So if you look at the Bir Halacha over here on page 408, line number 6, Ulachora Kasha, in the middle of the line, the Bir Halacha asks a Kasha, Lachora Kasha Divrei HaShulchan Aruch. The Mechaber just said, you have an area that's over, you have a pipe that's over 10 tefachim from the ground. It's not 4x4. It's not a Rosh HaYachid, it's not a Karmelis, it's really nothing. It's a Makom Ptur. But where it goes there, since it's over 10, the concern is it may be 4x4 Rosh HaYachid, so we make a Gzeira. So, Frek de Ber Halacha, Lechora Kosha de Ber HaShulchan Aruch. Amailo Gazrinan Bechom Makom. Why don't we make such a Gzeira always? Ba'omud She'ein Bo Arba Al Arba. Any kind of pillar that you have that's not 4x4, ha'omid b'rishas harabim, that's standing in rishas harabim, le'asor ha'tilto mimenu l'rishas harabim mishum gzeiru, the yesh bo arba al arba. If we're worried about over here, that it's usr, because of the gzeiru that it might be 4x4, so that should knock out any makom ptur that we learned earlier is mutter to carry from makom ptur to rishas harabim. The makom ptur we should ask for it because of the gzeiru, maybe it'll be 4x4, it'll be rishas hayachid. So why don't we make this gzeiru always? Why all of a sudden over here, punked when it's more than 10 tefachim, the maschila, we're worried that maybe it'll be 4x4, Rishay Yachid. Any case where we have something over 10 tefachim, not 4x4, we hold it some makup tour, and you're allowed to carry freely to Rishay Rabim. Why don't we make the Xer over there? Answers the Bir Halacha, the Ef Shalomer, it's possible to say, the Bazech Haishinan Tfei. Here we're worried more, Mishum de Lamata Aimbo Mechitzos. There are no walls over here. All you have is this pipe or this gutter that is sticking out, the Avo Lahaka Bazech. So here we're worried you may be lenient, so we want to be Machmir, as opposed to a regular case where it's more standard of a Makom Ptur. That's the answer to the Bir Halacha. Which makes one wonder, what in the world is going on here in the first place? You have this Maschila sticking out. If it's 4x4 tefachim and 10 tefachim higher to Rosh HaYachid, that's not a Rosh HaYachid. A Rosh HaYachid that we know and love has walls. It's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and the walls are 10 tefachim higher. It's a mound or it's a ditch. Since when do you have something flying in the air? It's a maschila. It's 10 tefachim off the ground. That's not a Rosh Zayachid. That's not a Carmelist. What is the whole discussion over here? This is the Magen Avraham asked, the Groh asked, they handle this. It's a major discussion in the poskim. Why is this considered a Carmelist or a Rosh Zayachid? Just because it's 10 tefachim high, some want to say that it's like a ziz that's bolate. We learned earlier, if you have like a little window, like a ledge sticking out, so if there's a window there, and you could use it, so it's considered like Chorei Rosh Zayachid. So the Magen Avraham wants to say something like that. The Groh argues that that's a discussion that one could be ma'ayin just to wonder what's going on over here. The Bir Halacha is bringing it up. The Chiluk is, this is different than other cases. Other cases, you have walls, so we're not so worried. Here, it's a weird case, so we're worried. We're worried. What are we worried about? What's the problem in the first place? So that's the Magen Avraham S, the Groh S, Ayin Shem. That is the end of Simin Shinun Aleph. And Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll begin Simin Shinun Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.